openly. They send this Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to explain to us, and till today, after 1400 years, the message of deen is coming clearly to us. Allah has chosen the means, or the various means of deen being propagated and being brought to us. The Quran Sharif 100% is intact and is here for us. And
he would come and he would address a gathering of Muslims and say, wait here, I'm going to take a sword. And nobody had even the guts to run away. That's how the situation had become. But then, my dear brothers, people who had the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once one of you visit me, that Buzruk passed away. He left instruction, a wasiyat with his children or whoever his successors were, that no, when this person comes into power, when he is in charge of the royal courts, go and meet him and remind him of my conversation. That Tatari prince accepted Islam and the Judaism and everything and concocted a new religion, Dine Islam. And Mujaddid al-Fisani, as a Shaykh Ahmad Sirhindi rahmatullahi alayhi, was faced with that. So he was prepared to battle. He had to go to jail. Jahangir, the successor, put him into jail also, the 14 Gwalior. But Jahangir, alhamdulillah, turned out to be better. Hazrat Mawla Ali Mian
brought us our alif. We are so indebted to that ustad. Whatever we could have, if we give it for that ustad, it is not sufficient. We can't pay that ustad. And a ustad can never be paid his wages. It is only in the akhirah that he will be paid. The dunya is too small. One in the town where the guy who kept a beard and was little bit naked, but he wasn't at all qualified. We put him in the madrasa just to keep an eye over the children. But if he taught us our alif, make qurbani on his behalf also. Make qurbani on behalf of our ustad. Make qurbani. We will put our hands on the back and say, carry on. You are doing something very great, very virtuous and very honorable. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the first lady to become Hafiz of the Quran. In the annals of the, she has put the Quran into her bosom. This is a gift from Allah. It is something extremely praiseworthy. It is for all of us to take a lesson. We cannot blame anyone. It is possible in our day and age. It is happening in front of our eyes, in our midst. The Quran, whereas the Quran is to give life, it's not for death. The only time Quran comes in our houses and we hear Quran being recited is when somebody has died. Or we drive past somewhere and we see all men standing with topis. What comes in our mind? That somebody has passed away. The topis, then we'll make dua. Duas are very readily accepted when Quran is made khatam. I've gone well beyond my time. I asked to be excused for that. But alhamdulillah, such an occasion that we could pass on a few words. Allah, may Allah accept this occasion. وآخر دعوانا نكون من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رحيم وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
The fuqara, masakin, to the poor people, needy people. And when it was harvesting time, they used to come also in big numbers and used to give them generously. The father passed away, the three sons inherited. Now the sons say, no, this is not on the fuqara, masakin, sadqa, khairat, all those days are over now. Now our expenses are increasing, families increasing. Anyway, eventually they realize their folly. Inna kunna tawin. That event, asa rabbuna yubdilana khayram minha inna ila rabbina raghibun. That's also a great thing, that a person realizes his mistake, because then the road for tawbah and rectification also opens. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions very interesting point here. Sharia sadar hogi. Very important. Haji Sahib tells the Torah students that are qualifying, that you are barely qualifying and you are already making, we don't have Sharia Sadr on this, and my hearts are not clear on that, and our hearts are not clear on that. This is not everybody's cup of tea to say, I don't have Sharia Sadr on this and that. This is the work of seniors. Let us engage ourselves lifelong and make dua for it. in work of deen, let us engage ourselves in deen-i khidmat. But now, along the way somewhere, it's possible we might encounter some difficult situation, challenging situation, intricate matter. The rule is never take the matter in your own hand. Never take. I gave them this instruction that they must refer back to me any difficult matter, any challenging matter, any trying matter that they experience. And this applies everywhere. This applies in all fields of life. A man's got a good running business, he takes his son in his business, he gives him more responsibility and more, but he tells him important decisions, he says, but you can become a seasonal alim. What it means? Don't be a seasonal hafiz. I'll only open the Quran, Ramzan time, Shaban time, no. Quran is a daily thing. But be a seasonal alim. Ilm is very vast. You can't encompass all masalas all the time. But you know Ramadan is coming. Let me revise my masalas of fasting. Let me revise my masalas of boss.
Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was an ordinary black slave. But he had so much humbleness that Allah gave him a rank that people think he's a Nabi of Allah. That Allah granted him such wisdom that a special surah is revealed in the Quran with regard to his wisdom. And what was his wisdom? That Allah Ta'ala asked him on one occasion, O
Ulaika humul fatiqoon, la yastawi ashabun nari wa ashabul jannah. Ashabul jannati humul fatiqoon. الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء